USA Radio News.
President Biden is thanking U.S. troops who are part of NATO's military force in Poland.
You represent 1% of the American people, and the rest of the 99% of the rest of the country, including me, owes you.
Later today, the president will meet with the president of Poland to discuss how the U.S. and its allies are responding to the humanitarian crisis created by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has lost 16,000 troops so far in their invasion into Ukraine. However, the Russian Ministry of Defense said only about 1,300 of its military personnel have been killed. Senior NATO military officials estimate Russian troop casualties somewhere between 7 to 15,000. A key Democrat is backing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation for the U.S. Supreme Court. West Virginia moderate Joe Manchin finds a federal judge's record and qualifications, quote, exemplary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. GovEd does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is creating some distance from convicted Nebraska Republican Jeff Fortenberry, who was found guilty of lying to the FBI about campaign contributions in 2016.
I think when someone's convicted, it's time to resign.
A man from Maine and two teenagers planned an ISIS-inspired attack on a Shia Muslim mosque near Chicago. The FBI said Xavier Pelkey of Waterville, Maine, and the two teenagers, one from Chicago, one from Kentucky, communicated through Instagram and other chat platforms with plans to meet in Chicago during spring break. The teenager in Chicago allegedly told the FBI that the plan was to enter the mosque and separate the adults from the children, then murder the adults, all in the name of ISIS, according to a court filing. Texas is recovering after areas of that state were hit with almost two dozen tornadoes this week. On Friday, the National Weather Service confirmed 23 twisters touched down, including a dozen in North Texas. Five others hit Central Texas. Six were reported in East Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinobite.com.
There is still a push for even more sanctions against Russia as their invasion of Ukraine has gone past 30 days.
Andriy Orachuk is still in the country, and he's asking for the West to impose tougher sanctions on Russia in response to the unprovoked invasion.
Sanctions which have been implemented till today is good, but not enough at all. You need to do more. You need to cut all business ties with Russia, because each dollar which is going to Russian economy, it's a fuel for the war. It's an energy to kill our kids, our women, and our men.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal officials are extending pandemic relief that helps big airlines keep coveted takeoff and landing rights for international flights this summer at busy airports in New York City and Washington, D.C. The move by the FAA will let leading airlines keep their dominant positions at major airports into late October, even if they drop some international flights. There are ways to reduce the stress that comes with tax time. Eric Smith of the IRS says that requesting a six-month tax extension may help ease stress levels.
You may want to request that extension. Maybe you want to even do it now. The fastest and easiest way to get more time is to go to the free file link on IRS.gov.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.